Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, it is so good to come before you and your Word and know that you want to teach us from it. I pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us more about you and your ways and your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Angry Jonah. Are you doing well? And it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 4. When the Lord spared the city of Nineveh, Jonah was greatly displeased and prayed for God to kill him. Jonah's despair was so great that he felt life was not worth living. And in chapter 4 and verse 4 of this prophecy, we see the Lord ask Jonah if he was doing well by being angry. We read, "Then said the Lord, do you well to be angry?" The verse begins, "Then said the Lord." The writer began with the words, "then said," or therefore uttered, spoke, answered, avowed, and avouched the Lord, which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. After Jonah's request for God to take his life from him, the Lord responded to his request. The verse continues, "Do you well to be angry?" The writer added, "do you," which refers to Jonah. He asked, "well," which means good, pleasing, filled with joy and rejoicing, "to be angry," which means hot, furious, burning, and heated with vexation. God asked Jonah if he really should be hot, furious, and vexed about Nineveh being spared judgment. When we think through the words of this verse, we see the compassion and patience of our Lord as he listened to Jonah's prayer. Rather than openly rebuke Jonah for his request, the Lord asked him to consider whether he did well to be so angry. Perhaps we have been convicted by the Lord Jesus for our anger and other ways that are contrary to him. If so, let today be a day of reflection, and let us consider whether we do well to be that way. Next time, we see Jonah exit the city of Nineveh, sit on a hill, and make a booth. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And most of the time, I give a benediction that is the Lord bless you and keep you, and I'd like to share with you today that I learned that first through Pastor Chuck Smith, where he used to sing it this way. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, as you continue to study his word.